Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, peace, 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 love and prosperity, everybody. Welcome to another Wednesday episode of The Uprising with Brother Cleveland Moore on the Panther Party Radio Network. Hope y'all enjoyed the intro music. It's hump day, man. We got to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk about a few issues today that's going on, you know, in our current world. We talk resolution on this show. We talk, you know, we let it off. We let out our anger. We talk, we speak, we treat each other right, man. We get it all out in the open. That's what it's all about. Again, welcome. If I'm cleaning up with you, I'm riding with you. I'm really riding with you. I ride for the people. All power to the people. All right, y'all. So first things first, let's get this thing out the way. Let's get the business out the way, y'all. Hope y'all been having a good week so far. It's Wednesday. We almost there, people. We almost there to another weekend. Let me get the business out. We are recruiting north, south, east, and west in these United States of America. If you are interested in joining us, bringing something to the fight, a step towards our liberation, a kind word, a plan, please feel free to contact us at The Panther Party at Gmail, at ThePantherParty1966 at gmail.com. That's ThePantherParty1966 at gmail.com. And someone will be with you as expediently as we can. But please understand that we do have somewhat busy lives, some of us, but if you're persistent and if you are just stand by and we'll get to you and we'll have you in the fight accordingly, as I would say. Everybody's got a different place in this thing. You know, you could be an intellect, you could be a philosopher, you could be a cook, you could be a poet, you could be whatever, a business owner. And speaking of business owners, I do promote businesses for free here, artists. If you have music that you want to get heard, I will play it as long as it's the radio edit for the most part. And again, let's kick this thing off, man. Welcome to the uprising. So I wanted to talk about just a few things going on in the world. One, I want to talk about the crisis. Well, not even a crisis. It's the conflict within the Asian community right now due to the 8 Asians being slaughtered at the spas, I want to say, in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. I spoke on another brother's show on Thursday about this topic, and I actually thought about it and thought about it, and I wanted to really touch on it on this show as well, on my show. You know, for my listeners and everybody else that may be kind of inquisitive to what's going on and confused and upset and, you know, but my thoughts on it, you know, and it's nothing but respect to the Asian community, to the Asian people. But I got it. So now, you know, you got China, I want to say, somewhere that's trying to sue because of the mistreatment of Asian people. Now we're getting the Asian movement right now as to where they want to stand up as well. But my issue comes in where not where they want to stand up for the mistreatment of their people, but my issue comes where the Asian community doesn't deal with anyone until something happens to one of them. And, you know, I'm really conflicted because our women, our black women, our queens, our sisters, and our comrades in arms, they go spend their money with the Asian community. You understand? They get their nails done, buy hair products. They frying our chicken these days. No problem with it because some of that's good. Kudos to the Asian community, period. Hardworking people, the Asians, our sisters, though, back to them. They go into these beauty supply stores. They get harassed. They get followed around, talked too ugly, disrespected, accosted, and harassed, and even beaten in some cases. My issue comes in with that because one bad apple don't make the rotten apple taste any better. You understand? So our people are suffering. And I know everybody in the Asian community isn't the same, just like everybody in the black community isn't the same. But where's the outcry for the mistreatment of our people at the hands of the Asian community? You understand? They'll set up a shop in the middle of our neighborhood, and we're going to spend all our money, but get treated like shit. Shit on a stick. So now that this misfortune has happened and may the Messiah keep those souls that were lost, may he keep them. You know, I got nothing but sympathy for them. However, in the same sense, at some point, our people are going to have to be sympathized with as well. Now, I got a simple solution to it. And I feel like that same hurt right now that is being felt in the Asian community is now equivalent to that same hurt that's felt in our own community as African-American. You understand? And instead of being divisive right now, because what Brother Cleveland sees coming right now is the fact that all this, you know, Black Lives Matter. You know, people say that, you know, certain things fell under the banner of it and so on and so forth. But literally speaking, what was happening was the Black Lives Matter was gaining traction for the rights of black people and the rights of our people. And you had all people standing out under the Black Lives Matter banner, whether it was for genuine concern or whether it was for financial gain. I'll say that again, whether it was for financial gain or genuine concern, because some people got tied into it out of the sincerity of their hearts. I apologize, everybody. I guess I said something that, you know, whatever. I was disconnected. But I feel like the same hurt that's felt could be united with us. Stand with us. We've been feeling the same shit, getting killed, beat, harassed, and accosted for ages now. You dig? And now would be the perfect time for that same hurt Asian community to befriend the same the black community that's feeling this on a daily basis. Let's gain some traction that way. That brings the unity. It only makes sense if you ask me. But we got to start treating each other right. In the Asian community, I'm talking to you guys right now, y'all got to be a little bit more boisterous and can't just come out when something happened to y'all. You understand? And I respect the culture. I respect y'all. Y'all keep to yourself, this, that, and the third. But in order to be helped, sometimes you have to give a little help. And there's been mistreatment going on our people, our women, our kids, our men, for ages to come. And we got to break whatever silence it is and whatever, you know, hermit life we live and bring it together. Because what I see happening is this movement is fixing to overshadow the movement for George Floyd, the movement for Tamir Rice, the movement for Sandra Bland, all of the injustices and the murders of our own people. You understand? This is about to get overshadowed because I can guarantee you one thing. This is probably about to be international, if not already. And once it gets to that level, everything else gets pushed back to the side. Now, my issue with getting pushed back to the side is that we keep getting pushed back to the side for each and every little thing. And it's my understanding and my readings today, President Joe Biden has appointed the vice president, Kamala Harris, to go discuss equal pay for female athletes. Now, we got all these black lives that's been lost, and we got 8 Asian lives on the table right now that's been lost. I hadn't even touched on the Boulder, Colorado deal, but I will. But understand, something's got to happen. Everybody's not the same, so why don't we weed out everybody that's not like us? And when I say weed them out, that's not saying go kill them, go do something to them. But you don't have to necessarily deal with them. You understand? You don't have to deal with anybody that you don't want to deal with. But dealing with people and dealing with things is a choice. You understand? So now that there is another ethnicity, another race facing adversity, along with the same adversity that we face, what do we do about it? Do we stay divisive about it? Do we combine as one voice and say, you know what, enough's enough? What's the solution, everybody? The solution is communication, people. A conversation. I say this over and over and over. A conversation. Because that eliminates a lot of static. You understand? Sometimes the middleman can bring you back some dirt on a clean plate that he received. I'll bring you back just a little bit of dirt. They probably won't notice. But then when it comes back around, you looking at the person that sent the plate like, you sent me a dirty plate. And the other person like, did you enjoy it? If you had a middleman brought the bullshit in, I don't think I need to address who the middleman is. That's the biggest elephant in the room. And it's been that way over time for decades. We need to quit falling for the propaganda, but we also have to stand up for each other. Black people, my people, my beautiful people, we got to do better. And when I say that, I'm not saying go out and give your money up. I'm not saying go broke doing this and that. But what I'm saying is interact with each other better. Understand each other. Because I can guarantee you a lot of the beef that's going on in our own homes and communities and amongst our friends and broken relationships are caused by a miscommunication. And we're very intelligent people. We're people of intellect. So that shouldn't be really hard to figure out. People say sit down and bring it to the table. Well, let's do it. But what if we ain't got a table? Is that an excuse for us not to come together and bring it somewhere? For you Bible followers and Bible thumpers, you know, the Son of God told Peter, Peter, I build his church upon this rock, and where two or three or more are gathered in my name, that's a fellowship. So we don't need to have a table. We just need to have a conversation. You understand? Asian community, Hispanic community, our Native American brothers and sisters, my people, my beautiful black people, Indian descent, no matter who you are, where you are, you dig, right is right and wrong is wrong, and you got to be morally sound to differentiate the two. You dig? So we got to check ourselves a little bit. You dig? Because one movement shouldn't outshadow the other one. You understand? And I'll say it again. One movement shouldn't outshadow the other one. And as far as equal pay goes, how can we put up a fight for equal pay when we don't even have equal civil rights? What good is pay with no civil rights? We don't have equality amongst man. And the argument on the table is equal pay for female athletes, and that's no disrespect to the female athletes. Because, hey, you earned it. If you're at that certain level, you earned it. And I take my hat off to you. However, I don't feel like that issue is bigger than the issues at hand, than these 8 Asian lives lost, than all these lives lost in the black community, even in the white communities. They're losing lives, too. Sometimes that don't get over-glorified just because of social media. Well, not even social media, just for media purposes. Statistics. Propaganda. You understand? So we must question everything, but we also must be compassionate until a person gives us a reason to not be. You dig? That's not saying, you know, just keep on dilly-dallying with a snake or playing with a puppy. I was brought up that, hey, you play with a puppy, he'll lick you in the mouth. So keep playing with that puppy and see what he's going to do with you. You dig? Now should be the time to come together. That same pain, that same voice. And then we can address equal pay for athletes. That's entertainment, people, but this is mortality we're talking. We're talking real life situations in real time. And equal pay for female presidents over all the lives that's lost. That gets over, these lives lost gets overlooked for equal female pay amongst female athletes. I don't really understand that concept. And I'm not saying that it's not important. But as long as we keep kicking things to the side, nothing's going to get resolved. You dig? And my take on that. I'm going to take a quick break. And then we'll get into the other topic I wanted to talk about tonight. And I won't reveal what that is until we get back, because you know it's going to probably be something juicy because I got to dig into it for y'all. But again, on a Wednesday, we're going to bop it out, man. We're going to do it. Thank y'all for hanging in there with me, Brother Cleveland. Uprising, another Wednesday, Panther Party Radio Network. We'll be back after this break. All power to the people. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Uprising with Brother Cleveland Moore on the Panther Party Radio Network. If you're still hanging in there with me, thank you. If you're listening to me online, I appreciate you. I love you. I love you all. I want to give out the call-in number because we discussed in the top half of the hour about the conflict going on in the Asian community and the divisiveness, even though we're feeling the same pains. So if you want to get in on this on these topics tonight on the Uprising, want to be a part of the panel, want to get your feelings out, just want to say hi, just, you know, you're kicking it on the hump day with Brother Cleveland on the Uprising. The call-in number is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. And press the number 1, and I'll acknowledge your call on the boards, and I'll let you get in and spit a rap on the topics. Again, let me kick the business real quick before I jump back in. I see I got some people listening. Some people may want to get in on this conversation. We are recruiting North, South, East, and West regions of these United States of America. And if you are interested in becoming involved in the movement, in our fight for liberation, you know, we striving for excellence and intellect. You know, you want to be a part? You cook, you, I mean, whatever you feel like you can bring positive to this movement for our people, for the betterment of all people, for the power to the people, please contact us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. And we'll get somebody to you in your region as soon as we can. Again, just to reiterate what I touched on in the top of the hour, I touched on the divisiveness in the Asian community and the Black community, the mistreatment of our women and kids in their community versus them wanting the outcry now from every race and every nation for the slaughter of their ape. You know, I'll touch on it again. Brother Cleveland's solution to all the divisiveness is to bring that pain together in one body, all ethnicities. Yep, that's Caucasian people too. That's considered the people. Because when it's broken down to classifications, we got the haves and the have-nots. And you better believe it's some of them that have not, just like us. You understand? But if you are from other ethnicities, please make your intent clear. We don't have time for games. You know, we don't have time to be trolled and tallied and played with. This is something serious. This is something symbolic. And this is something that's going to take place, whether we're here to see it or whether we're not. You understand? So feel free to reach out. And I'm going to jump back in this thing, man. I want to touch on this next topic. And this is what I wanted to get into, my main subject. I want to touch on relishing in the labels, and I said labels, the labels of the oppressor. The labels that the oppressor has given us. You dig? Let me dig a little bit deeper into that. When I say relishing in the labels that the oppressor has given us, that's the word nigger. That's the word felon. That's the word thief. It's the word murderer. It's any kind of label that's brought you any kind of belittlement or held you back. All those words have never done anything but held you back. But my issue, people, because you know I'm going to talk to you about it, because I'm mad at us about it. And we all guilty of it at some point in our lives, whether you awaken or whether you still, you know, living in the slumber of the belly of the beast and thinking it's cool to say these things and live by these labels. Because, see, what gets me upset is that we'll sit in these courtrooms and cry and beg the oppressor and the colonizer to not view us as this. I'm not a felon. I messed up. I forgive me. But we come back to our neighborhoods and try to use the labels that the oppressor gave us in the courtroom on our own people. I'm a felon. I ain't scared to go back. That wasn't what you said in the courtroom a little while ago while you was in there boogered up and crying. So either you are or you aren't. If that's not in your nature, stop trying to create a power off of the label that the colonizer and the oppressor has given, like wearing a scarlet letter with pride. Why would you do that? Why would you wear shame as a badge of pride? You understand? These labels weren't given to us as terms of endearment. You dig? And you know it's not respected in the white-collar community, so you bring it over to the black-collar community and amongst the rest of the people and try to use that label as some type of power to get some type of push to some type of fuckery that you're trying to bring into the community. Stop that. It's time out for that shit. Be who you are. And when I say be who you are, be the best version of who you are, because that's what makes you unique, people. Can't nobody be you but you. So be the best at it. You dig? And stop polluting, bringing this poison and shit into our communities with these bullshit-ass labels that, you know, can get you either feared or killed in the streets by the wrong hand, the wrong person. You rather have people that look like you, fear you, and think you something because you went out and made a damn mistake. Now you hold yourself to a higher esteem because you took the label that the oppressor gave you. And not only did he give it to you temporarily, he gave it to you for the rest of your damn time. Every time you have to fill out a job application, why you not bragging about being the felon then? Why you not bragging about being the murderer then? At that point, you went from bragging to begging. You dig? You're trying to get that person to see that you're really not that type of person. But that person can see right through the bullshit. Then you walk around, oh, well, ain't nobody hiring. I wonder why. We got to get back in the habit of dressing properly, accordingly, and not only just for oppressor's job or the colonizer's job, but for these black-owned businesses. We want to see that you about something or that you at least got the drive, that you could put on a tie. I didn't say you had to know how to tie it, but just make sure you got one on. That's a clip on, too, for all the ones, all the men out here that don't want to admit that they wear. I mean, hey. At some point, we all wore a clip-on bow tie, a clip-on tie. Brother Cleveland can tie a tie now. But in the same sense, you know, Jordans is not something that we're supposed to be wearing to job interviews. You dig? You want to put on your best version of yourself. You want to put your best version on of yourself because at this point, you're selling yourself to everybody that don't know you, and you want to get a good impression. And as history is said over time, you understand the first impression is everything. And if you're living in this current time, in real time, perception is 9/10 of the law. So that means if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a damn duck. Whether you roast a duck or whether he's alive, it's a damn duck, people. Be who you are. Stop living in the facade of what you think is cool. They label you a fool and you'll embellish in that. You'll go write it on the walls. I'm the realest fool. But that's foolish, people. Because we got a deeper purpose. You dig? Nobody will hold what you did over your head for the rest of your life but you. Because you want to brag about the mistake that you made and you're showing remorse for it on the inside. So you're conflicted. You're living a double life out here. Who are we dealing with, people? We got to come real with ourselves first. When we look in that mirror, we got to understand, hey, I'm who I am. I made the mistakes that I made. And a mistake is just that. Because you were probably living in an ignorant way. And ignorance is not knowing. You knew that it was going to probably end up with consequences, but you didn't know how bad it was going to be. So you went along with the flow. Usually that's the case. But in the same sense, we got to have a stronger mind than that, people. We got to know when to turn our heads away from the bullshit. You dig? And if you want to be around for the movement, understand, and marching with us, and marching as a people with that mighty boisterous voice, not singing we shall overcome, but damn, we overcame this thing together. You understand? Nothing has ever conquered anything in a divided way. I'll say that one more time for the people in the back. Nothing divided has conquered anything ever. You understand? The Germans didn't divide up to go conquer this and that. No, they came together as one body. They came together on one accord, one mission, and that's not upholding what they did, but the way they came together to do it should be what we should be doing just for our liberation. What is civil rights? What is that? We don't know. All we know is what they say we are. But Brother Cleveland said, don't let them tell you what you are. You show them who you are. Don't let them tell you about yourself. They talking about you. You dig? You tell them who you are. Don't let nobody tell you who they think you are. That's the first representation of yourself. Never let anybody belittle you. If you made a mistake, shrug that shit off and make the better out of it. Put a tie on. Go talk with a little bit of sense for 5 or 10 minutes to one of these black business owners and see how fast they hire you because they see the potential in you. But it's got to come from a sincere place because understand, with these black businesses and brown businesses and so forth, they don't want to just bring anybody in because these businesses are something that they work for, the same thing that we working for, and the same thing that we don't want somebody to come in and take from us, they don't want somebody to come in and take from them. You understand? And that could be your step up from the label that the oppressor gave you. Imagine that. You dig? Because you can go to these $6 million figure damn dollar jobs and go apply for that. Oh, no, you're a felon. They're going to tear you off the gate. And you walk out. You take the walk of shame back to your car. Why can't they just overlook it? But you finna go back to the hood and tell everybody how big of a nigga you is. The realest nigga. You dying to be the realest nigga. You dying to be the biggest fella. And you dying to be the biggest thief if you breaking in folks' houses. So we gotta watch what we relish in, everybody. Let's relish in our melanin. Let's relish in the fact that we are different. We don't look like everybody else. We don't move like everybody else. We don't dance like everybody else. We don't work like everybody else. You understand? Our energy is contagious. And if we were such savages, then why is the Asian doing all the dances that we do? Why is TikTok such a big thing? Why did the Beach Boys come out and do their thing? Yeah, they bit off some people. Your brother Cleveland Love educated on that too. However, everybody bites from our culture, but don't nobody want to fuck with us. You understand? So for the people that do believe that us black people are fuckwittable, we think you're fuckwittable as well. Just a little humor on the hump day. But in the same sense, I'm so serious about it. Because at some point it has to stop and we have to get together. You understand? And that's not, it's not a plea. It's becoming no other option, people. It's a dangerous game out here. You understand? That very next traffic stop could be your last. Because you was an individual. You decided to run and be the realest nigga, or the realest wigger, or whatever you want to be called that day. But then they bury you as the innocent, he never did this, he never did that. Stop trying to inflict your power and enforce your will off the label of the oppressor. You understand? That gets us nowhere in the end. We got to actually deal with who we really are as a people, what we really are capable of individually, and you have to understand these things individually before we become a whole body. You understand? You can't have an egg, you know, you can't have a cake without having so many eggs. You understand? That cake's not going to be the same. It's going to probably present itself in a decent manner, but the taste is going to be disgusting. So let's not be a disgusting body of people. Clean ourselves up. Wipe the bullshit of the oppressor off, the colonizer off. And when I say the colonizer, definitely relating to labels, you understand? That'll keep you in one colony. That'll keep you from one tax bracket to the next, and it has over time. That may be the difference between you sleeping under a bridge and you sleeping in an apartment or a mansion. It's just my thoughts, people. I have a caller. Caller, I'm going to take one quick break, and I'm going to open your mic up, and I'm going to let you spit it. But I do see you. And for everybody listening, man, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for hanging in there with me. Break. I'm going to get some refreshments. I'm a little bit dry now. But it's so worth it, man, because I love the people so much. All power to the people. Be back after this break. Thank you.
Will ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the streets, because there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous because we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you. Come and kill you.
There'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the streets, cause they'll never be.
Yeah, of course I want peace on the streets, but realistically, painting perfect pictures ain't never worked. My misery was so deep, couldn't sleep through all my pressures. In my quest for cash, I learned fast, using violent measures. Memories of adolescent years, there was unity, but after puberty, we brought war to our community. So many bodies dropping, it's gotta stop. I wanna help, but still I'm stepping, keep my weapon, must protect myself. The promise of a better tomorrow ain't never reached me, plus my teachers was too petrified in class to teach me. Sipping Thunderbird and Grape Kool-Aid, calling Earl since my stomach was empty. It seduced me to fuck the world. Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun. So why you ask me if I want peace? If you can't grant it, niggas fighting across the whole planet. So it can never be peace. Will ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun.
So you know, grind strenuous, cash out continuous. Mogul in the making, autonomous black businesses. Broken culture that we all lost niggas in.
Elevated innovation over ignorance, I represent it. Suburban tenant, 5 or less percentage. Close curve, but the Mac 11 muzzle vintage. Go flourish, double back and come and get your niggas. Pass the power to your people, it ain't nothing really. Faced with this decision, it's a funny feeling. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you. Knowing people need some proof, we ain't got the millions. Stress the young nigga out, but I'm so resilient. The champagne, Honda Civics, they was taking pictures. Young niggas front the building trying to make a living. Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. And never asked for no favors, nigga.
We'll ever be pizza or we all just headed for doom. Still consumed by the beats and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street. Cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Watch my real homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun.
So
right now, about to have the next LeBron. Searching for a pot of gold like a leprechaun. They say death comes in threes, who's next in line? And I just lost a best friend for the second time. Now I'm on a quest to find peace. Still gotta carry my peace and Su Wu when it's rapping time. Yeah, I don't understand, I misunderstood. Give Interscope 2 more albums than I'm done for good. Sold 10 million records, ain't lead a hood. It's a cold world, everybody need a hood. I ain't a saint, B, I ain't a dog, girl. I ain't an angel neither, but I try hard, y'all. I'm lighting up for all my soldiers at war. As I sit back and watch the ashes on my cigar fall. And everybody doing time, stay headstrong. You still got a chance to live.
Will ever be pizza or we all just headed for doom. Still consumed by the beats and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street. Cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Watch my real homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun. So shit, fuck peace. On the strength till my niggas get a piece, we can't have peace. How the fuck we gon' live happy and we ain't got nothing? Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun. So
you know when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Little babies getting smoked, motherfuckers killing their whole family.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quick.
That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause they'll never be peace. How the fuck can you have a childhood and you at the funeral every motherfucking weekend? And you motherfuckers talking about peace. Nigga, it ain't no motherfucking peace. You ain't seen the news, motherfucker. You ain't heard. So are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beats and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace, never be peace.
I'm Devin.
We will not bow down to our racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna
I'm a soul. Yo, I'm a soul that's never been sold.
see the black family back together. Black man back with his black woman. There is no woman like the black woman, black man. No woman like the black woman. Don't you let no revolutionary fancy talk. Don't you let no religious fancy talk. No Christianity, no Judaism. Don't you let no Islam, no communism. Don't you let nothing put you with the white man's woman and you abandon your own woman. This black woman is the best. This black woman is the one. The one and only Dr. Barashango is saying on the front row. That's that black woman. Mother of civilization. Queen of the planet Earth. Goddess of the universe. Oh, black man, we've been blessed. You leave Susie Roddenwickel alone. Give me a black goddess sister. I can't resist her. No blonde hair, blue-eyed, pale skin, buttermilk complexion, recessive, depressive, straight up but straight down, Miss 6 o'clock, no frills, no thrills, eugenoid, cuckoo-soy, subject to have the itch, white cane bitch, not for me. Give me the black woman. Give me the black woman. Black woman, black man, that's the precious divine gift to us. She keeps us warm in the wintertime. She keeps us cool in the summertime. And keeps us hot all year round. You brothers and sisters, I only ask one thing of you, just be strong.
Hey, peace, love, and prosperity. Welcome back to the Uprising on the Panther Party Radio Network with Brother Cleveland. We'll kick back into this thing, man. Call in number if you want to call in, give your thoughts. Got about maybe 30, 35 minutes left in this dialogue, everybody. So, again, phone lines are open. Call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, it's 914-205-5538. And press the number 1. And I'll be more than happy to let you in and spit a rap on the topics for tonight. And to the caller that is holding, I got your mic open whenever you want to jump in. And I'll get back into it just in summary. Before we went to break, I was speaking about relishing in the labels of the oppressor. You understand? We're way better than that, you know. And, you know, it's like they say, you know, when you dress for success, you understand, you're giving your best. So we have to shed the ignorant layers and labels that's been bestowed upon us by the colonizer and the oppressor. And understand, when I say this, colonization and oppression can come in all races, all forms, all shapes, and all sizes. You dig? But that's where our spirit of discernment comes in as a people. You dig? To be able to differentiate if this person's trying to keep colonialize us, if they're trying to oppress us. That's where our common sense comes in at. That's where our melanated minds come together. That's where our energy starts to disperse amongst each other. And it's like a spirit, man. You know, people see this stuff going on in, you know, where people have these the Holy Spirit. Now, some of that is a crop. You understand? But you can feel the Messiah in you. It's a certain feeling, a happy feeling, goosebumps, butterflies, whole nine. See, that's the energy that we have as a people. You dig? And with their energy being so strong, we don't have time to roll around in the slot, a.k.a. the labels that the oppressor or the colonizer has given us. We don't have time for that. You understand? We talk about being kings and queens. You understand? And when the kings and queens don't wear nothing but the finest robes, finest crown. You understand? So I feel like once we start working on our wardrobe, start removing these stains off of our robes and respecting each other and treating each other accordingly, then every other race gonna respect us. You understand? And we're the so-called bad race by default. You dig? So we come over here with a label. And for the Aboriginal people that's no shit, the lost tribe here in America, you understand, like, we got that label. You dig? And why? You know, why are we labeled? And why do we feel like we should embellish that? Why should we relish in the shit? You understand? We don't want to be called that by no other race, but we want to impose our will with the fuckery and the labels that we've been given by the person that wants to keep us in the same spot and the people that's going to keep overlooking us. The same people you was begging for parole, begging for forgiveness, begging to see you in a different light. You should, if you could go in there with that same compassion and bullshit in the courtrooms and beg anybody for your liberation and your freedom, you can have the humility and the same dedication to your people in the movement. Save them tears for our liberation. Make them, turn them into happy tears. You understand? Wipe that mistake off. If it's a second mistake, hey. But the third one, that means you did it on purpose. You understand? And there ain't no place in here, this movement, for you. It may be, but you gotta prove yourself extra hard. And you labeling yourself what you already been labeling, feeling like you're going to get some clout off of it, ain't going to get you in the food chain. You understand? It's not going to make somebody want to just reach out and give you this or help you out because you want to be the tough guy. You understand? We ain't looking for the tough guy. We looking for the like-minded individual. You dig? That's what we see. That's what we're looking for. That's what we need to move as one body and to actually relish in liberation. Well, that's what we should be relishing in. The thought of liberation, the taste of it, how close we are to it if we just keep pushing. You understand? And in the top of the hour of my show, I talked about the divisiveness and the massacres, the eight slaughter in the Asian community and the spas and the divisiveness of the Asian community and the black community, and we experiencing the same things now. And I feel like we should take that hurt from both communities and combine it as one voice and one movement. It's a call to arms. When I say a call to arms, that don't mean pick up a gun, but interlock arms, stand together on this. Because the pain don't get no easier, whether you black, white, Hispanic, Native, it don't get easier. It doesn't matter what race you are. You understand? Death is going to be death, and the pain is going to be the pain, and you're going to be missed by somebody. So let's make the time that we have here worth a damn. Whether we get to relish in the liberation or not, be a part of the movement. Be a builder in it. Put a brick up, a brick that you could say that you laid in the movement. You understand? And once we build that solid structure, it ain't no wind and no storm, no nothing's going to blow it down because it becomes immovable. And on top of that, it becomes historic. But we need to work on it being immovable before we can even fathom it being historic. You understand? Because if anything without structure, surely it's going to be chaos. Brother Cleveland says that all the time. And it's been proven over time. You dig? So, you know, we got to do better, people. For each other, to each other, and amongst each other in order for the other races to even consider us. You know, we got to show that unity amongst ourselves, clean ourselves up, talk right. You know, ain't nothing wrong with dapping your brother up. Compliment your sister, ladies. You dig? You see the lady, she may change her hair. Your sister may change her hair. Walk a little different. Got her a little purse. Don't sit there and side eye. Hey, right on, sis. Hey, right on. Because you don't know what path she took to get that. That could be her breakthrough. She might have found a way to put herself in a position to help you out. But instead, you side-eye and assist. You understand? We got to do better, sisters. Brothers. Man, look at that nigga. Come on, brothers. Instead of belittling this man off his come up. You should be trying to see what he did to come up. He might have a job for you. Simple conversation, everybody. A simple conversation. It won't kill you, but the alternative method might, or it might get you killed. And that's just the gist of it, everybody. We got to shape up, you know. We got to clean ourselves up in order to be respected as a race and as a people. But it starts individually. You got to look in the mirror and point your finger. And that same person pointing back is the one that needs to be corrected. That's where the strong structure comes in. Because once you build that structure and you find another strong structure and another strong structure, shit, can't nothing be torn down. Y'all see the pyramids over in the motherland? It was built with strength, structure, sweat, tears, blood, and it still stands to this day. The structure is strong, and the history on it is amazing. Let's create that within our own people, within our own land. You understand? We got to create that in our own land, and it starts in our own mind and in our own hearts. You dig? And the tongue is a powerful thing, people. Let me touch on this real quick. The tongue is a powerful thing. You understand? So if you're wishing bad on somebody else, you're probably wishing it on yourself 5 times already. Because karma, that's just the way it works. You dig? I'm not saying you got to chill for everybody, but don't boo everybody that's coming up. Because that could be your next boss or your next coworker or your next investor. You understand? You never know who you're dealing with. So we got to quit being so quick to conform to the enemy, praying and hoping that he finds us worthy when your own brother or sister could have the same clout and you overlook them and treat them like they ain't nobody. I'm just saying, everybody. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Brother Melvin, you there? Brother might not be there. Brother Melvin,
yeah,
the mic.
I'm here. I'm going to be real brief. I just wanted to touch on the Asian situation, which to me is really irrelevant in my opinion because of the hype that's been behind it, especially the hype in the beginning with the finger pointing being with us, at us. When I just can't help but every time I think of what they're going through, I think you reap what you sow because I just never forget Latasha Harlins. And not only that, just the numerous, and I know it hadn't just been Chinese or one specific ethnicity, but the numerous sisters that we've seen over the last few months, years, that have been locked in beauty supply stores, slapped, put in headlocks, punched like a man. So I'm not too remorseful about that particular situation. What bothers me is that we've been going through that particular hell on a daily basis for years upon years, and there's never been an urgency like there's an urgency for Asian Americans. And as far as us embellishing, I really think that honestly we are mental as a collective. We are damaged as a collective. PTSD, post-traumatic slave syndrome, what they call it. But, yeah, that's real. I don't think that it's so much that we embellish it. I think it's more that it's what we know. And if, I mean, anything learned can be unlearned. But as long as it took it to be learned is about as long as it will take it to be unlearned. And they've been doing a number on us for a while now. And I do agree, though, because I was raised really by my granddad. That was my example of a man, of a dad, of a, you know, integrity, and any, you know, just anything, the epitome of a man. It was just how I looked at my granddad, and no, he wasn't perfect. He lived a full life, so I know he wasn't perfect, but the way you conduct yourself, the way you carry yourself, yes, has a lot to do. He used to tell me all the time that, you know, even though you may not have nothing, walk with your chest out and your head up. And also, he told me another one that just always stuck with me, and that's be a man of your word. Because sometimes as black men, that's all we have. So old school, we need to bring that back. Self-respect, integrity, being real men. And when I say real men, yeah, I'm addressing the alphabet people, because we need real men being real men and real women being real women. And when I say, because I've said this a lot over the last few months, creating a new normal and making that shit normal, that is part of it. Because anything that interrupts our cycle, anything that interrupts our ability to reproduce is genocidal to us. Homosexuality is genocidal. And that's why they push this agenda, because a man and a man can't make a baby. A woman and a woman cannot make a baby. And we take things, and that's why I say I don't think it's so much that we embellish the things that we are projected as. It's just that we take them a step. We take it a step further. We have a self-hatred that's undescribable, you know. But all in the same breath, I mean, it's time for us to be normal. And by being normal, that means being able to admit you're right, being able to admit that you're wrong, being able to correct, being able to correct a mistake. But not only that, being able to even be told that you have made a mistake.
Right.
You know, because some people don't even accept that. You know, some people feel like they are beyond correction. And that, I think, too, is another part of what plagues us. But honestly, we are damaged people, and we need each other. That's why I always say we need each other, because we know what we're going through. We can fix us. We just, you know, have to do it. And on that, I'm going to yield.
I agree with that, Brother Melvin. We can fix us. But unfortunately, I feel like, you know, we sitting around waiting on somebody else to reach down and pick us up. And that's not each other. There's other races. You know, and these other races are thriving. You know, just to touch on the Asian community for a minute and not picking on them. But They're almost like a hermit community. They live amongst each other. They do business with each other. It's almost like infiltrating the damn, I ain't no even say the Capitol. Shit. I can't say that, but it's like infiltrating the U.S. Treasury. You understand? You're not fixing to go put a black business out there and suck money from who? Not them. Because they'll deal with themselves. Even if you did get to open a store up in their neighborhoods, they're going to deal with themselves, and you just going to be probably just paying your rent on your building and losing money. Because that's the type of people they are. They'll deal with each other. They'll work amongst each other. You understand? And then when a disaster happens, now it's all national. But as you said and I said, our people have been enduring this for so long. But our people gets, you know, we our piece of paper gets pushed to the bottom of the deck. Oh, well, let's deal with this. Let's deal with equal female athletes' pay. Let's deal with the Colorado slaughter. Now, it's going to probably be another issue with this dude. I'm assuming by his name he might be Muslim or something. Just by his name, the Colorado What amazes me is that they take these people alive. And I'm not advocating for everybody to be killed, but damn it, if you're going to leave one race alive, leave them all alive. You dig? Because at some point, and the point is now, the people are ready to be the tip of the spear, and they're tired of being the butt of the joke. So, to touch on the respect part again, we definitely need that respect. We need that love for each other. We need that dedication to each other, if nothing else. Dedication to the same cause. Everybody cleans their house. Well, the majority cleans their house. The end result is the same. Your house is going to be clean whether you start from the living room to the bathroom or from outside to your living room. The end result is the same regardless of hate. You dig? We should be looking at each other like, damn, I ain't even think about it like that. Oh, wow, maybe I should try that. That could make me my little mission a little bit faster. You dig? So I feel like we can't be afraid to learn from each other. And it's like you say, we got to be willing to be corrected. You know, you can't have your pride on your, you know, you leave your pride at the door, you know, because you can't be too big to be corrected. You understand? We all going to make mistakes. We all go down. We might start down spiraling, you know, and may need somebody to talk to, may need somebody to lift you up, you know, but to condemn first is just wrong. And it's ignorant. And it's really ignorant because ignorance is not knowing. And you don't know what's wrong with this person, but you condemn them. So that brings you into the ignorant circle. And, you know, again, humility is something that we have to humble ourselves to deal with each other. But we've created this monster mindset to where we'll bully each other to get some type of clout and respect and go beg the same people that had their foot in our necks for amnesty and for a chance, you know. And Brother Melvin, you made a very valid point when you said that as a people, we are damaged. And that we are. We are very damaged. However, we also need to acknowledge the fact that we're damaged and try to, we got to want to fix it is where I'm going. And if you don't feel like you're a fixable person, then you're only going to be an anchor in the movement. Remember, Brother Cleveland said everybody's got a part in the movement. And you could very well be the anchor. That's not holding us down, but that's just keeping us back. So, you know, everybody has to be correctable. We all have to be in that conversation. And we definitely have to be in the conversation as a people. Because getting passed over, that's definitely in the conversation today. And it's going to be in the conversation forever, as long as we allow it to happen. But unity, people. Dealing with each other differently. Hold a door for each other. We can start there. Go from a head nod to a what's up or a hello or, hey, brother, you need some help. I know myself, I feel weird if I'm in a store and it's a sister in there and it's a group of anybody else other than black people. I'm going to linger around a little bit and make sure she go first and get her goods and get out of there. Or if I end up getting out of there first, I'm going to linger around in the parking lot. Not on no stalker shit, but I'm going to make sure that sister get to her car. That elderly sister gets to her car because that's somebody's grandmother. That's somebody's mother, somebody's auntie, somebody's daughter, granddaughter, if you will. And the same thing for our young kings out here, 14, 15. I'm not going to dare leave you on the store by yourself. Anything could be said. The police can come and take your life in the blink of an eye, all because somebody was in a fucked up mood and looked at you as a threat. So I linger around, you know, and I make sure. I may not be in direct response with you, but I ain't just lingering around for no reason, because once I get mine, I want to be in the wind too. But I'm going to assure you that I'm going to be there for you, whether it's for a short time or for a long time, people. And for the long time, that's why I got this platform, because I love the people that much. I put it out there. I put it to you. And that's what I want to promote, logical and critical thinking, respect amongst each other, love amongst each other. Don't be afraid to educate each other. And that person that's doing the educating, don't come off as arrogant and don't come off as unapproachable, because that person may be reluctant to ask you that very same question that could change their lives forever. You understand? We can show compassion for anybody, anything, and everything else but each other. And that's got to change in order for us to be productive as a race and productive as a body of people. And when I say a body of people, that's all collective people, all ethnicities that want to stand with us. But focally, for me, it's our people, you know, to get our people together, because we got to get on track. You know, again, reverting back to what my brother just said, we are a damaged people. So either we're going to run around free bleeding, or we're going to put that Band-Aid on and clean it up. It's time to clean it up, people. I got about 10 minutes left in the podcast here. I think I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back and close it out. And I see y'all after this break. Once again, y'all on the Panther Party Network with Brother Cleveland, Uprising, another Wednesday. We're going to get it jamming, y'all. I'm going to close this thing out in a sec. We'll be back after this break. All power to the people.
Diplomatic immunity, fuck 'em. All that peace and that unity, all that weak shit'll ruin me, fuck 'em. Yeah. Cause niggas started talking to me like I'm slowing down. Opinions over statistics, of course. Gas off journalistic, come at me and all you'll get is the ballistic report. Book the private room at Wally's, way to twist in the court. I got multicolored rings like the Olympics, of course. At award shows, cutting through the tension, of course. Girls hugging me, they asking me what scent that is, boy. I be walking around the sticks like I invented it, boy. Yeah. Who am I, the do or die? The one with the fewest lives and the truest ties. They try to compare us, but like a job straight out of high school, there's no you and I. I taught you everything you know, now you got student pride. All factual. I call the house the embassy, the studio, the chapel. I hate to travel. I just pulled up on Solana's show, the girls are natural. I knew it way back when Hollywood was international. Yeah, the furthest I've been, that's word to my ends. Word of the flags that belong in the hood of my Benz. Very presidential. I broke all the codes for zoning in my residential. I broke spirits that I never meant to. My body isn't much of a sacred temple. With vodka and wine and sleep at the opposite times. Promise shit is getting out of line like when you make a stencil. Or getting out of line like when you break a pencil. Violating the Treaty of Versailles. Champagne is the alias, but no cease and desist. And I refuse to comply with regulations. I listen to heavy metal for meditation. No silence, like Sanders on the Detroit Lions. Get a runaround and I bury it where they won't find you. Motor City Casino, I'm at the cage with my old license. They tell me don't worry, I got your money like Osiris. Dirty 30, working on me. Tired of women that may tag me in pictures airing my dirty laundry. Catering is from Giorgio Baldi, Robin's favorite. Shit is nice, but I prefer Madeo. Calamari rings and tomato. I got the sauce and now shorties keep claiming Prego. Waking up at 6 p.m. like where does the day go? Forecasting tornadoes, brainstorming retaliation at dinner tables. 2010 was when I lost my halo. 2017 I lost to J-Lo. A Rotterdam trip had me on front page though. I had to lay low. Hot topic like your everyday clothes. Closed off but I could never stay closed. Billboard awards, I claim 13 out in Vegas like Serrano's. Black excellence, but I guess when it comes to me it's not the same though. All goody, That just pushed me to do the things we all couldn't. Niggas staking out the crib, it's all gravy. Protection that God gave me. Shit is complex like short niggas round tall ladies. I gotta watch who I'm talking to like it's all ages. I've seen budding careers turn to sit around and talk about other careers, judging they peers. Knowledge from niggas who did not contribute to none of this here. Cover my ears, my security, government's here. Yeah, advance the venue so we know the exits. Check the guest list. If ops make an appearance, at least it's expected. Tell them I don't want a link like a broken necklace. I'll be in better company with my own reflection. Mirror, mirror, on the ceiling of my suite in the royal palace. The TV playing Al Jazeera. Inshallah, I hope the mission keeps on getting clearer. Whenever, wherever, OVO will always be together like Shakira.
Hey, peace, love, and prosperity, everybody. Hey, welcome back to the Uprising. Hey, we in the last 5 minutes of the show, so I'm gonna wind this thing down and get ready to close it out. Thank you to Brother Melvin for calling in, spreading his light, enlightening us, gracing us with his presence. It's always welcome. Be sure you can check him out on Mondays, the Big Picture with Brother Melvin Seary Jr. at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. He's always got a good word. You can check out my brother tomorrow. I believe he's doing a show, Brother Kevin Crosby, Panther Party, Power Chat, and Rant with my brother, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Tuesdays. You can check out my brother Mark Higgins with the Empowerment Zone. Always got a great word. 7 Central Standard Time. PM. It's been real, everybody. I hope everybody has a amazing and blessed rest of the week, a prosperous and blessed rest of the week. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world tonight, and y'all probably are. So all over the world, if you're listening to me, wherever you're listening to me at, man, thank you. I love y'all so much. And thank you for your support. Thank you for your kind words. Thank y'all for calling in, the messages y'all send, man. It's all appreciated. I love everybody, man. So I just want us to all get it right. And again, man, thank y'all so much for listening, for having me in your households and your iPods and everything else. Let's get it right, everybody. Let's do right by each other. Treat each other better. Love on each other just a little bit more. You understand? And our liberation will come, you know. It was stated that we are damaged people. So, in closing, everybody, I want to challenge you all to put the Band-Aid on, to clean it up. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's the perfect time, actually. So, in closing, man, I love y'all. All power to the people. I'm going to get out of here, y'all. Y'all have a good week.
Yo, the race is not for the swift, but for them that can stand strong. And this y'all, I'm a Gideon.
By any means necessary, I'ma hold down tradition. White tee, blue jeans, yeah, I fit the description. No prescription for the drugs in our waist. We dark, so they put the flashlight in our face. Up, racial profile and send me straight to the Allen. Hit me with the nightstick, the captain starts smiling. The foul smell of the ghetto will burn your nose here. It's forbidden, so no one goes there. The struggle never stops,
never stop.
Till we wake up to spoiled milk with roaches crawling out our cereal box. They feed us lies, blind our eyes. If your hand the same color as mine, black man rise.
So I'm a hustler from the back behind the building.
Yeah,
ghetto children, this is how we live it. All my gangster soldiers in the prison, don't worry, it's a total new beginning. So I'm a hustler from the back behind the building. Ghetto children, this is how we live it. All my gangster soldiers in the prison, don't worry, it's a total new beginning. Whoa.
My people's been in the cage with criminal ways for the fact that we couldn't take minimum wage. We had stacks in the back of the building. Brothers is crooks, but we still read books to the children. Now I keep my mind in the movement, time in the movement. The ghetto need a lot of improvement. Now we got a plan for the future. And watch for the man, cause they don't cuff you no more. Time for a new beginning. Revolution is coming. See the bullets out the roof is spinning. And we ain't gonna stand down. We gonna stand up. Black man, black power. Put your black hand up.
Hustlers pumping facts behind the building. Ghetto children, this is how it will be. All my gangster soldiers in the prison. Don't worry, it's only new beginning. To all my hustlers pumping facts behind the building. Ghetto children, this is how it will be. All my gangster soldiers in the prison.
I used to wear bow ties and listen to Farrakhan. Now I run the block like the strip is a marathon. The hood ain't been the same since Malcolm and King gone. Tales from the hood is what I sing on the rap song. Everybody petrified ever since 9-11. The hood was under attack before 9-11. Tell me how we got cracking automatic weapons. My worst nightmare is Bush getting reelected. The jails is packed, everybody's stressed out. Give me the key and I'm letting all the lights out, so they can rebuild and work for a dollar bill. Take the shackles off your mind, we running out of time.
Hustlers pumping facts behind the building. Ghetto children, this is how it will be. All my gangster soldiers in the prison. Don't worry, it's a totally new beginning. Hustlers pumping facts behind the building. Ghetto children, this is how it will be. All my gangster soldiers in the prison. Don't worry, it's a totally new beginning.